Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, listen, they are winning. I'm sorry. I gave you some good news on yesterday's show about how there's some positive signs for the conservative movement based on the numbers from the 2020 election. You say positive signs? What does that mean? Listen to the end of yesterday's show. You know what I mean? But again, we can't sugarcoat things. There's a lot of bad news ahead and bad news happening right now. They're winning. This culture war, cancel culture war, is getting really serious. People's lives are being destroyed by the day. The latest salvo in the cancel culture wars by the left is the firing of Disney Plus star of the show, The Mandalorian, Gina Carano. Why was she fired? I'll show you. You're going to be absolutely disgusted. And I'm going to tell you again, it is time to start acting collectively. Folks, it is time to start getting uncomfortable really, really fast. A lot of us, me and all, I don't exempt myself from this. We've been getting very comfortable in our lives. It's time to make ourselves uncomfortable. I know it's cute to have Disney Plus and nice and they have stuff for the kids. Cancel it today. I'll get to that in a second. I've got a lot more to talk about on today's show. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Stand up for your digital rights and your privacy. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get to it. I've got that. Also, Facebook's latest effort to crush your ability to talk conservative libertarian politics with your friends. It's just disgusting. Let's get to the content. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Relief Band. Did you know that a third of Americans regularly suffer from nausea? I obviously had a problem with that, given my experience with chemotherapy. Here's my Relief Band. I wore this thing just religiously. Well, what does it do? I'm excited about it. Relief Band's the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has clinically proven to quickly relieve nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and more. How does it work? You just press these buttons on the side, turn it on. The other button turns up the degree you want it to work. The product's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, provides all natural relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. Worked for me like that. I was addicted to this thing. The technology was originally developed 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now through Relief Band, it's available to everyone. Here's how it works. The Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist. Do that little sensor right there. That travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. It blocks that signal that tells the brain that you're sick. Blocks that. Relief Band's the only over-the-counter wearable device that's been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. Like I said, worked wonders for me during my experience. Ensure nausea is never the reason to miss out on life's important moments. Relief Band has an exclusive offer right now just for my listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code Bongino for 20% off. All right, Joe, let's go. Excuse me.
We got you.
Cough adding to the bell there. Double. Maybe I should have done three coughs to match the bell. Thank you, buddy. All right. So listen, folks, we're going to have to start with some bad news today, but news you need to hear nonetheless. They are winning, period. These cancel culture, totalitarian leftists, liberals, media lunatics, they are totalitarian communists. They believe in authoritarianism. They believe in the crushing of free speech and civil liberties. They are anti-civil liberties activists. They have literal hatred for you. You don't have to take it from me. Matter of fact, don't take it from me. Go to any social media platform dominated by totalitarian leftists, i.e. Twitter. Put in the search function Gina Carano, C-A-R-A-N-O. She is a big star on Disney Plus's show, The Mandalorian. And just look at the comments now that she has been canceled by Soviet leftists who are anti-free speech activists. Look at the comments. They are so filled with hate and rage and violence and aggression. It make my point every single time that these people literally hate you. We have to act, folks, collectively now, and we have to fight back. I get it as conservatives and libertarians and good Republicans, not the sellouts like the Lincoln Project fellas, who are every day, by the way, they collapse even more. The expose today by AP on the Lincoln Project is just terrific. But we have to start acting collectively. I know, as that group I just said, good Republicans, libertarians, conservatives, that it's not necessarily in our nature. Think about our guiding ideology, our North Star, our lodestar, what guides us, right? What guides us is individual big R God-given rights. The ability to be left alone and to have government intervene in our lives in just a small way. Think about the lodestar that guides the left, the Soviet left. Everything about the left is collective, a collective economy, groupthink, you know, making sure you absorb yourself in the focus group tested talking points of the day. Conservatives are the opposite of that. Hence my point here. Liberals have a natural organizing advantage because they're drones. They're the Borg from Star Trek. They're nothing but worker bees. They don't have the ability or the common sense or the smarts to think for themselves because many of them are idiots. Their entire ideology is about collective economic thought, groupthink. They heard from a friend who heard from a friend in college that Gina Carano is a danger to society. And they're like, yeah, cancel her. Why? I don't know. My friend told me. We as conservatives don't do that. We think for ourselves. We believe in the power of the individual. It's hard for us to act collectively. That's great when it comes to economic liberty, school choice, healthcare choice, and other things. But it's terrible for organizing. We have to acknowledge today the case is closed that is an inherent weakness on the strategic front. If we do not immediately start adopting the tactics of the collectivist Soviet left, some of their successful tactics, not their immoral or illegal ones, which are many, but their successful strategy in this culture war, cancel culture war, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be over, period. I cannot emphasize this to you enough. My friend Frank texted me this morning. He can't believe they fired Gina Carano. I'll get to what they fired her for. I'll give you the story in a minute. But I want to give you the remedy first before I get to the story, because this is the most important takeaway. We have got to today adapt two tactics of the left to fight back against this. Do not let Gina Carano dangle out there in the wind because we believe she's a conservative. I don't know her personally, but I'm guessing she's a conservative, and that's probably why Disney Plus fired her from the show The Mandalorian. Number one, isolate the target today. That's an Alinsky tactic on the left. Who is the target for today? The target for today is Disney. So, Disney. Disney made this decision. So first, we have to isolate them. And second, what do? You have to boycott Disney Plus immediately. I'm sorry. I hate boycotts. I can't stand them. They are economically inefficient. They allocate resources based on politics, not based on economic value. I wish that weren't the society we live in, but the society we live in now, companies that add economic value and people that add economic value, people like Gina Carano, who people found entertaining in The Mandalorian, are wiped out because of politics. If we don't absorb those tactics and use them ourselves, we will have no conservative companies left or conservative managers or liberty-loving managers of any company because they'll be no companies left. Ladies and gentlemen, Disney Plus, this is very simple. I still have my old iPhone here, stuck with it for a while. Here's what you do. You go to settings on your iPhone. I can only speak for them, right? Go to settings today. You'll see at the top, this is my phone. Your name will creep up at the top, right? When you click on settings. Click on settings like I'm doing now, and you'll see it says subscriptions. Click on subscriptions after under settings, and you'll see the stuff you have subscriptions to. I don't have any, so it doesn't really matter. But if I had Disney Plus, I would have canceled it today and just clicked that. So Apple iPhone, go to settings, click on the top. It'll have your name right at the top once you click settings. Go down, click subscriptions, go to Disney Plus, and cancel it today. Folks, I'm sorry. You know, even Paula said this morning, because I think one of my kids has it. They said, listen, you know, my daughter Amelia likes it. Yeah, I'm sorry. My daughter Amelia likes freedom too. And liberty. Gina Carano stood up for free speech. And Gina Carano got fired because of it. While Disney, by the way, does business in China. Yeah, China. Didn't they film Mulan over there? China, you know, the country that imprisons Uyghurs and sterilizes their women. Disney doesn't seem to have a problem with that. So what was Gina Carano targeted for? Let's go to this Twitchy article first. It'll be up in the show notes because this is some piece of good news. What's trending today on Twitter? Cancel Disney Plus. Hashtag on Twitter, woke wars. Cancel Disney Plus trends after Lucasfilm boots Gina Carano over, quote, abhorrent social media posts. Good. If you're not canceling Disney Plus today, folks, you're not in the fight. I'm really sorry. Unless there's some significant business purpose and you have to have it, which I get, things happen. Please act today. We need collective action. Here's what post she was allegedly fired for. I think we all know the real reason she was fired. It had nothing to do with this post. So in this, I think this was an Instagram post, she puts up because she is a, I don't know if she's a conservative or libertarian, but I know this, she's probably not a liberal. And that's not good enough. If you are not a woke liberal in Hollywood, you will demands for your firing will happen immediately. So she put up this post saying, quote, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. She put a sad face in there, obviously, that being a horrible tragedy. And she puts another quote in there, because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? Listen, you can disagree with the analogy made or not, but it's clear what she's trying to say here. The Gina Carano post, given that she is clearly not a liberal and was under attack constantly by liberals demanding her firing, the Carano post is clearly about the dangers of groupthink. How throughout human history, falling into the trap of groupthink and refusing to think for yourself, which no liberal will do. Liberals just don't think for themselves. A characteristic of being a liberal is ignoring common sense and not having the common sense and sensibility to think for yourself. That's what liberalism is. It's collective stupidity. So for Carano's post warning people about the dangers of groupthink, the irony here, folks, is a bunch of liberals who subscribe to groupthink, Gina Carano, bad. Have you asked Gina Carano about her thoughts? No, she's just bad. My college roommate told me about it. Have you ever critically thought about this topic before? I don't even know who she is. I just want her fired. Because you're an idiot. And you believe in groupthink. Does anyone else catch the irony here? Carano puts a post up warning. Sorry, my neck is itchy today. Warning about the dangers of groupthink. And groupthink gets her fired. And nobody sees the irony here at all. And just to be clear, Joe, we've played montages. I'm sorry, I couldn't find it this morning. I didn't want to waste any more time. There's a Newsbusters montage out there of MSNBC, CNN, and liberal media lunatics. It goes on for like 3 minutes. Joe had to cut it short. Of liberals comparing Trump to Hitler. So I'm not clear either on this. Remember that one, Joey? Yeah. I asked you to cut it to a minute because it was 3 minutes of Trump, Hitler, Trump, Hitler, Trump, Hitler, Hitler, Trump, Hitler, Trump, Nazi, Trump, Trump, Nazi, Nazis, Trump, Trump, Hitler, Nazi, Hitler. It got annoying. Mm-hmm. Joe had to cut it to a minute. It's not a joke. You remember the show. It was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We just couldn't find it. I don't want to waste any more time this morning. I only have 3 hours to get the show ready. So just to be clear, Carano makes a point on an Instagram post about the dangers of groupthink. She makes an analogy to what happened with groupthink in Nazi Germany, where millions were killed. She's then fired because of groupthink by a group of people who use the exact same analogy to make not a sensible point about the dangers of groupthink, but the ridiculous point of comparing Trump to Hitler. So Nazi analogies are A-okay as long as liberals do them. Not to mention, there's a Disney Plus actor out there. What is his name? Pedro something? Who has, on his own Twitter account, his own Nazi analogies. Won't be fired, I promise you. But don't worry, folks. Gina Carano was fired because a Nazi analogy post is abhorrent. Even if the point of the post is, don't be stupid and become murderers like the Nazis. Listen, I covered a few weeks ago that we better start acting fast. I know I don't need to continue to warn you, and please don't take this as any way. I'm just upset, and I don't mean it to come off as overly instructional. I hate that. I hate when people talk to me like I don't know what I'm doing, and it drives me crazy, unless I really don't. You do. But I do get some people out there, some, very few, on the conservative side, who still say things like, well, you know, I don't like to talk politics at home. I don't want to lose any friends. And I've said to them repeatedly, well, how comfortable are you with losing your country? Because it's being flushed down the toilet bowl right now. Folks, we need to act today. Cancel your Disney Plus account today. There are 75 million of us. If, say, a tenth of those had a Disney Plus subscription, roughly 7 million. And if even a tenth of those acted, that would be 700,000 Disney Plus cancellations. I'd like to see more. But even at the low end, that would be 700,000. What does Disney Plus cost a year? I don't know, 50 bucks? I have no idea. That's a lot of money. And as I said to you weeks ago on another show about adopting leftist tactics, you have to isolate a target. Do not let Disney off the hook today. Make them the center of your day today. Second, you have to economically boycott. Why? Because in the show where I addressed this a few weeks ago, it was a story, I think, about the American mind or American greatness. One of the authors suggested what I'm telling you, that we have to start adopting leftist tactics. And he said they work because why? Why? Joe, you remember this point? He said leftist boycotts work because they've learned a long time ago, the Soviet left, that unless they're imposing actual, touchable, material losses on people, mm-hmm. everything else is irrelevant. Material losses. It is time for us to take that tactic ourselves. Unless you're willing today to impose actual, significant material losses on Disney, no more Disney products, no more Disney. I live in Florida, folks. No more Disney visits, no more Disney Plus until they fix this dreadful decision. Unless you're willing to get in that fight, you're not willing to win. Disney is a publicly traded company that has actual shareholders. I don't even know if in a mutual fund I have did. I don't care. Make my mutual fund. I don't know. I haven't checked it. I'm honest to God. I don't care. I hope I lose on that stock too. Impose actual material losses today. It's got to stop. And it's not going to stop until people start feeling it. Material losses. That material losses are being imposed one way on us. Look at this story up at the show notes today. Please, again, subscribe to my show notes, my newsletter. It's the same thing. I ask you every day because I need to communicate with you directly. Bongino.com/newsletter. Please, we're almost at, I think, 500,000 subscribers now. It helps a lot. The Blaze, this story will be there. YouTube completely bans LifeSite News, removes all their videos. Of course, LifeSite News supports life, and supporting life on YouTube, Joe, that's a big no-no. Wiped them off the map. Now, thankfully, Rumble, LifeSite News has an account on Rumble. You can see all their videos supporting life. Very controversial, Joe, supporting life. God forbid. If you're not on the death side, you are really controversial. It's death or nothing. We got to act. Stop watching this garbage on YouTube. You know what? Let me get to my second sponsor. On the other, I'm going to close this block. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spend all the time in this block. But folks, listen, let me be just straight, candid, and frank with you. I am super pissed off today. I am not in a good mood. If you're looking for a happy-go-lucky show, today is not that show. I am tired of this. And you should be too. And we have to get out. What is that line from the Bible? I'm sorry, folks. I wish I was more of a biblical scholar. You know, we have to get out of our comfort zones. We have to, you know, learn to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. We have to get out of our comfort zones. I know it's cool to have The Mandalorian on Disney Plus if you like the show. I don't. I watched 20 minutes of one episode and I thought it was off, but that's me. I know it's comfortable to be, but it's not good. It's not good for us. It's not good for the country. On the other side of this, I want to get to a couple things I've got. I've got some great video today and I've also got this Daily Mail story. The French government and French officials are actually leading the fight right now. This is not a joke against U.S. cancel culture.
What?
This is not a joke. I'll get to that on the other side of this. Dude, Dude, I'm not, Joe doesn't know because he only sees the videos. I'm not kidding. You'll see it on the other side. In a famous Daily Mail headline, you know about the Daily Mail and their headlines. They tell the whole story. You don't have to even read the story. All right, today's show brought to you by Simply Safe. Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Whether it's from break-ins, a fire, God forbid, I had one in my house growing up, terrible, flooding or a medical emergency, Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. With Simply Safe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors, you get the best professional monitors in the business. We've got it in our house. We got one of the cameras right there. Got cameras everywhere. They've got your back day and night, ready to send the police, fire, or EMTs when you need them straight to your door. Super easy to set up. Paula set it up in, I don't know, about an hour or so. We get a bigger house, but I took a snoozer, woke up, the system was set up, really. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors. You got to help us out there. Thank you. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy. Then Simply Safe's professionals take over, monitor the home 24/7, and ready to send help the moment there's an alarm. Plus, with Simply Safe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees, or installation costs. How do you get this great deal now? My listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a Simply Safe system by going to simplysafe.com/Dan Bongino. Get that URL right. By the way, it's simply with an I, S-I-M-P-L-I. simplysafe.com/Dan Bongino. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial. There's absolutely nothing to lose. Again, go to simplysafe.com/Dan Bongino for your free security camera today. That's simplysafe.com/Dan Bongino. Secure your house today. All right. So you think I'm kidding about this story that the France is now leading the way on this battle against cancel culture? Folks, this is not a joke. Look at this story. Again, it'll be up in the show notes today. How embarrassing, how disgraceful, pathetic, sad, grotesque are American liberal Soviet-like snowflakes that France is leading the way against American cancel culture. Here's the story. Look at the headlines in the Daily Mail. I can't say this stuff. They crack me up. Longest headlines. You don't even need to read the story. Headline, Daily Mail. Take a snoozer. When you wake up, I'll be done reading the headline in about a half an hour. Just kidding. Here it goes. Out of control woke leftism and cancel culture from the U.S. is a threat to France because it attacks the nation's heritage and identity, French politicians and intellectuals say. This is real. Here's the subheadline. The subheadlines are great too. I'm not making fun of them because you don't even have to read the article. Just read the headline. But they have these bullets, which I really like this. I may start doing this at Bongino.com. Bullet point one, French politicians and academics are arguing against the influence of America's out of control leftism and cancel culture. They claim it's undermining French society, and an attack on French heritage. Emmanuel Macron, French president in October, cautioned against certain social science theories entirely imported from the United States. Macron, who is no right winger. This is not a joke. His education minister also warned of a battle to wage against an intellectual matrix from American universities. Holy Moses, the French are right. They are leading the fight against American snowflake Soviets. This is hard to believe. This is amazing. Emmanuel Macron. Macron, this guy is not even remotely conservative, is now saying, hey, these guys are a threat to our very existence. These American university, political, bureaucratic, media, snowflake, Soviet Union, cancel culture buffoons are a threat to France's very existence. This is amazing. The French are leading the way. Good for you. Not kidding. Good for you. You're going to have to, we're going to have to move to France to get away from American liberals. This isn't, Paula's laughing. This is not a joke. I'm going to have to get a condo in Paris to escape American Soviets. This is hard to believe. This is actually, that is not the Babylon Bee. Folks, because I always like to suggest solutions, and I started with one. Boycott Disney Plus today. I'm sorry, there's no excuses. I can't be cute about it. It's okay. Your kids like it. My kids like it too. It's got to go. It has to go. Today, if we can get 500,000 to 1 million to 2 million to 10 million people to cancel Disney Plus today, it will impose real material losses. But secondly, I want to leave you with this thought before I get on to the next block about the Soviets at Facebook. It's time for you to uproot, if you can. Some of you, I understand, family, business reasons can't leave. It's time for you to get out of these liberal hellholes and to start moving to conservative states where we can create a firewall. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are losing this country fast. I am not kidding that it's not a joke. The people on the anti-civil liberties left, the annihilators of civil liberties, free speech, the right to assemble peacefully, the violent Antifa crowd, the violent terrorist BLM crowd, they're playing for keeps. There has to be some firewall. There has to be a place we can go that is a refuge for people who want to promote healthy civil discourse, who want to be able to assemble, who want to be able to speak freely. There has to be a place to go. My suggestion to you, I've said repeatedly, is to strongly consider right now, if you can, if you have the means and are able, to uproot right now, as soon as you can, and leave for Florida, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina, and build a refuge. We need a firewall, folks. The collective power of a group of strongly conservative states can start to fight back against this creeping authoritarianism that's getting more dangerous by the day. California figured that out a long time ago. With their tens of millions of people and their largest state status, what did they start doing, Joe? They started saying, hey, we have a lot of buying power in California. We're not going to buy textbooks unless they use Soviet propaganda in them or the equivalent of it. So what happened? Textbooks companies started changing their textbooks because they didn't want to lose money. Yeah, we can do that too. If everybody on this who can uprooted and moved to Florida and we bumped our population by 10 or 20 million people, that's a lot. Granted, it'd be almost doubling the population. Florida would have that power too. Yeah, we're not going to buy textbooks either if they don't give an unbiased view of America, its greatness and its failures, but done fairly. We're not going to buy those textbooks either. Why can't we do that? Because we don't think collectively, harking back to how I started the show. We don't. We don't. It is our greatest failure strategically. We do not think collectively. It is not in our DNA. Well, you're going to have to fix your DNA if you want to win. All right, moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, this creeping totalitarianism in the Soviet left, this is not a joke. Here, Wall Street Journal today, Facebook moves to muffle politics on its platform. The social media company says it's lowering the visibility of political content to promote healthier communities and suit users who don't want to see it. Healthier communities, my gosh, if this isn't, you know, the Orwellian term keeps coming up, but if this isn't Orwellian newspeak, I don't know what is. Healthier communities. Yeah. Now, Joe, notice what this healthier communities is. There's a story up on cable news right now. I got up in the background. How Facebook is censoring politics. There'll be exemptions, though. Joe, exempt from this censoring policy by Facebook would be health information from organizations it classifies as authoritative. You mean like the WHO, which said, don't worry, China said no human-to-human transmission. That WHO? Or would it be Fauci who recommended at the beginning, you know, don't go out and buy a mask? Is that the kind of stuff that won't be censored? Because that's the authoritative people they're talking about. They said, as well as content from official government agencies. There we go. So if the Soviet left and the official government agency in charge now, mandatory government newspeak says it, then don't worry, it's A-OK. But political posts like mine, no, they are definitely going to be shut down. Now, let me show you how they did this. This is very clever, and it shows you how the left thinks strategically and is winning. Let's stop pretending they're not. I'm not here to gloss you over or to, you know, shine your shoes here and go, oh, it's okay. It's not okay. Here's how they did this. There are media people, notably a guy by the name of Kevin Roos at the New York Times. He is a promoter of censorship and authoritarianism. He always has been. I interviewed with him myself. He hates the fact that my content on Facebook and Ben Shapiro's and Donald Trump's does well. Why does it do well? It's not a scandal, folks, because people on Facebook go to my page, they like my videos, and Joe, get ready for it. Scandal time. What do? They click share. Oh my God. That is crazy. Sorry, I should not have used the Lord's name in vain. I mean, oh my gosh. Well, how dare they share Dan Bongino's content? This is crazy. So Kevin Roos runs an account on Twitter called at Facebook's Top 10. Every day it posts the top 10 posts in the United States on Facebook. Well, pretty much every day I am on there. This is not a pat on the back. Hey, look at me. I have nothing to do with that. It's about me, Ben Shapiro, and Donald Trump, but I am part of the story. Kevin Roos runs this account not to highlight how, here's yesterday's post. You see, number one post was by Franklin Graham. Number two, Dan Bongino. Number three, Dan Bongino. Number four, U.S. Patriots for Trump. Five, Dan Bongino. Six, Dan Bongino. Seven, Bernie Sanders. Eight, Ben Shapiro. Nine, Ben Shapiro. 10, Fox News. There's not enough Bernie Sanders on there for Roos. So he publishes this every day as a signal to Facebook. Hey, look, people are sharing this kind of stuff and it's very, very dangerous. Don't believe me that that's what he's doing? Because he's an authoritarian. That's what he does. He works at the New York Times. They're Soviets. Here's a Roos's own personal account. Now that Facebook has launched this censoring political content, and by the way, what that means is censoring conservative political content, Joe, that does not actually mean Facebook's going to censor liberal content. I hope you all understand that. Roos does the whole, you know, the mob stuff, Joe?
Yeah.
The mob walks into your deli. Hey, you know, you're going to use our sanitation trucks. Well, we don't want to use your sanitation trucks. Okay, that's not a problem at all. But let me tell you something. It would be a real shame if this place burned down on the weekend when you weren't around. Okay, we'll take your sanitation deal. That sounds great. Here's Roos's tweet warning basically Facebook that, hey, you know, what counts as political, he says. Facebook says it has a trained ML prediction model, but we don't know how it works. So he's hinting there that this better not censor him and it better not censor liberals, only conservatives. Secondly, he says, well, what happens if reducing political content hurts Facebook's usage metrics? Question mark. Past algorithm changes have been diluted and rolled back on this basis. What's he saying there? You got to learn how to read the media Soviets, folks. He's hinting first to Facebook, you better not censor liberals, especially me. Second, listen, because an older crowd uses Facebook, the younger kids use Snapchat and elsewhere. By the way, be careful about Snapchat and what your kids are seeing on there. Great article by Rachel Duffy's daughter, Evita, about that today. But what he's really saying there is, hey, older folks use Facebook. Older folks tend to lean conservative. So it shouldn't be a shocker to anyone that Dan Bongino, Donald Trump, and Ben Shapiro perform well on Facebook because people share the content. But what he's getting there is, if you censor that content, Facebook is going to lose money, which they have in the past. Because why, Joe? If people want to share content, and the content either is not allowed to be shared or they're not seeing it, they don't find the platform is interesting and they got off it. So what Roos is saying there is, hey, if you guys start to lose money, you better not fold. You better keep censoring those conservatives. Take it to the bank and cash that check. That's what Roos is doing. Facebook will crush its own business model because an older audience likes seeing Dan Bongino stuff. How do I know that? Because we're on the Facebook Top 10 every day. There's no trick. When you shut that down, you're going to get less engagement and less use on Facebook, crushing Facebook because people are going to find the platform boring. And Roos is saying, you better not fold. Be a real shame if your place burned down. You dig? Now, I'm going to take a quick break for my third sponsor. But on the other side of this, I'm going to show you an article and a video. Hat tip audience archivist Judy, who picked this up. I mentioned it on the show the other day. Of back in, what was it, 2012. Obama's campaign manager, literally on tape, bragging about how they coordinated with Facebook to use their data to win an election. Not only, Joe, was it not a conspiracy back then, or were there massive calls to censor Obama supporters on Facebook or Messina himself, people celebrated it as a brilliant strategic breakthrough in the acquisition of data to win elections. So when liberals use Facebook to their advantage politically, everybody celebrates. They do the Wayne's World, we're not worthy, right? But when conservative content is shared, it's a huge scandal. I'll get to that video. Don't miss this. It's about a minute long clip. It is worth your time. It's the exact clip, by the way, I was talking about. Somehow Judy, who has the most amazing archive and skills, managed to find this. She has some like extrasensory perception. She may be an X-Man like mutant with special powers. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. All right, today's show brought to you by our friends at GenuCell. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final week for the Chamonix Valentine's Day sale. For only a few more days, get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for free with your order of GenuCell for bags and puffiness. Say goodbye to adult acne, redness, stress breakouts, and hello to increased firmness, smoothness, and a visibly younger looking you like Miss Paula and my mother-in-law, who you would never believe is in her 60s. Ever. If you meet her, you're going to be like, no way. Zotique combines the purest vitamin C with the brightening benefits of lactic acid for a younger, healthier, happier looking appearance. Paula, you really got to help me out on this one, please. And with it, my gosh, with its immediate effects, it results in 12 hours or less. I'm putting a sign up over there, seriously. Chamonix promises results you'll fall in love with or your money back, guaranteed. Visit GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. Enter my special Valentine's Day discount code Dan40. That's Dan40 at checkout. She helps us out with using GenuCell, but the scroll thing, I cannot read anybody's mind. Use Dan40 at checkout from now until Valentine's Day. Get the classic GenuCell jawline treatment and luxurious GenuCell XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order today gets upgraded to free priority shipping. What a deal. Look like Paula and my mother-in-law. Terrific. You got Valentine's Day coming up. Don't wait. Order now. Go to GenuCell.com. GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. Here, I'm going to do a quick, before we get back, because this is getting a little, hold on, folks. You're going to have to live through the breakdown of the Fourth Estate Wall here. If you'd like to watch what we're doing,
and this join is rolling, Rumble.com. Am I not correct? Rolling.
And you can check this. Yes. This is going to be.
You got it, brother.
Part of our show, of course. Please scroll. Okay. Thank you. Please scroll. Wait, you know how you make those jet airplanes when you were growing up as a kid? So we make the jet. Remember these? I used to do these in school. You make the little mini jet airplanes. I got to send this over to the to our crew over there. Please. Hey, and here's how you make them faster. You fold them twice like this. Please check us out at Rumble for Dan Bongino's plane, paper plane of the day. Look at that.
Nice.
Look at that plane. Check it out. It's even got wings.
Look at her go.
Sorry, didn't make it over there. She said my airplane sucks. She is right. My airplane did suck. But if it was made out of cardboard, it would work. All right, getting back to the show. I'm just busting her chops. It is. There's a lot to do over there. Don't think I love Paula. She's great. But there is like a ton of things to do. And we're bringing on new people. You'll meet them soon because we're expanding the Bongino Inc. enterprise. Big, big news ahead. Big news. Stay tuned. All right, Washington Free Beacon. You can watch this video in this piece. It is up in the show notes. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter if you'd like to watch the entire thing. It's an article from 2018 by David Rutz. Flashback. Jim Messina, Obama's campaign manager, touts 2012 Obama campaign's targeted sharing technique on Facebook. I thought politics and Facebook was a huge scandal. I thought we were just told that, yes. Joe. Were we not just told that? We were just told that. But this wasn't a scandal in 2012. Matter of fact, Obama's campaign manager gave a little speech at the Milken Institute here. I'll play a minute of it, where he's openly bragging about using Facebook data to target you. And back then, he was celebrated as a superhero. Check this out.
We built this thing called targeted sharing that allowed, took a year and way too much money, but it allowed us to use Facebook to persuade people. We spent $1 billion to figure out a simple truth. What your friends and family and neighbors say is more important to your consumer decisions and your political decisions than anything else, because you're getting so much data thrown at you, because you're getting hundreds of millions of dollars of negative ads. So the final 6 days of the campaign, 6 million people logged on to Facebook through BarackObama.com, and they saw a 20-second Michelle Obama video, because everyone loves Michelle Obama. And at the end of the 20 seconds, we had matched our data with their data, and we gave them five of their best friends who were undecided voters and said, click here to send them a video, click here to send them information. Of those people, 78% of them voted for Barack Obama.
Wow. That's really strange how Jim Messina and the Obama team back in around 2012 or 2008 for their election or whatever it was. That's really strange how they were given access to Facebook data where they could access your friends and then have you send information to your friends on Facebook. I thought when Donald Trump used Facebook to win an election, it was a huge scandal. How come this wasn't a scandal? Well, the answer is because the left is entirely full of, you get the point. These are unprincipled Soviet-style totalitarians. That's what Rus and the New York Times do. They only cared about Facebook and political content when they lost, which says it had nothing to do with principle and everything to do with politics. We loved it when Obama did it. Brilliant strategy. Trump did the same thing. Evil manipulation by the Facebook overlords. Get them off there right now. Be a real shame if your place burned down. Again, I told you how it works. These media people wink and nod to Facebook by putting up this Twitter account. Look who's trending. Dan Bongino, Ben Shapiro, Donald Trump. This is dangerous. Facebook's top 10 posts is really horrible. Now, you may say, well, Dan, that makes the case that, you know, Facebook doesn't censor conservatives. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me a break. I told you the entire time they would use the popularity of my page simply because it's shared to say that Facebook doesn't censor conservatives. Did I not say that, Paula, over and over and over again? That has nothing to do with the fact that Facebook has deleted the president and mass deleted thousands of conservatives. Newsbusters has a whole library of Facebook deleting conservative groups. The fact that people share my show and click a share button has nothing to do with Facebook not consent. You know, oh, they're not censoring conservatives. Dan Bongino's popular. It's because they share my stuff. Here. You want me to prove it to you? Look, here's a Fox 23 WPFO article. Facebook weighs steps to reduce distribution of political content in the newsfeed. They got the talking points. How do I know they got the talking points? Look down in the piece. I'm telling you, they're going to use me in this debate. Any attempt to limit the reach of political content is likely to spur new complaints of anti-conservative bias. Gee, you think so? Data shows Facebook regularly includes Trump fan pages and right-wing news sites and conservative pundits like Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongino. So they would be the ones most affected. Of course. Because Kevin Rus and the New York Times and others already told them. All right, moving on. Let's skip that. The rest of that. Sorry, I was going to read on, but it's just stupid. You get the point. All right, what I got coming up here. I want to do this about this school choice piece quickly. And then I want to get to the impeachment stuff and what else? We got to get to cat turd too. Cat turd? What the hell is that? And do we do the Kirpin? Yeah, let's try that. Sorry, I decide mid-show because I got a lot of stuff. I over-prepare. All right. So yesterday I was going to address this piece, but ladies and gentlemen, the teachers' unions in Chicago have overplayed their hand dramatically. They are in big trouble. The horrible, misplaced, outrageously stupid strategy of keeping children out of school, despite there being very low risk to them from the coronavirus and very low risk to the teachers, has been a national catastrophe and an abomination, the ramifications of which will be felt for decades as a bunch of struggling young students missing a year of education as those lack of education years start to add up, which are now adding up now. You will see later in life, this will resurface with earnings problems. Now, what is the San Francisco Unified School District decided to waste their time on? You may have seen this tweet by Heather Knight. The San Francisco School District tonight, this is from a couple of days ago, spent 2 hours talking about whether to allow a gay dad of mixed race kids to volunteer for one of the empty seats on their parental advisory group. Their problem was that he's white and doesn't bring diversity to the group. So you have kids not going to school. You have big cities shutting out any future for their children who aren't being educated and learning to operate in an effective economy, in a knowledge economy. And what is San Francisco School District worried about? A gay dad of biracial children who wanted a seat on their parent advisory board because apparently he wasn't diverse enough. Now, what does that tell you? Again, what I told you in the beginning, harking back to the beginning of the show. That we, the country right now, is collapsing because of totalitarian identity politics obsessed Soviet losers who will never stop the search for new victims. A gay father of mixed race kids in San Francisco can't get a seat in an advisory board because they said he's too white. And you somehow think that this is you advocating for tolerance as a leftist? You're an idiot. You're a disgrace to humankind. When you wake up in the morning with your tolerance bumper sticker, know this. Know this. Take it to the bank and cash the check. We are all laughing at you. You are an imbecile. You are the Mount Olympus of stupid. If there is no higher degree of ignorance and stupidity and less value to the planet than you, intolerant. We're not accepting that gay, biracial dad. He's too white for our board. Hey, your kids aren't in school. They're losing any ability to compete in a global economy in the future. I don't care. I don't want the gay dad with biracial kids on our school board. He's definitely too white. Nice job, leftists. What have I told you? What's a common thread of the show? Joe, what do we say all the time? Leftists.
Yeah.
The whole movement's cannibalistic in nature. It will never, ever stop. The whole entire leftist movement, I don't know when, now or a decade from now, is destined for complete collapse, and you leftist buffoons did it. Because as you endlessly search for new victims in an effort to virtue signal to people how woke you are, you're going to run out of racists and identity politics, and anti-diversity people, and you're going to start because let's be honest, our country's a good place. There are very few overt, open racists left, thank God. Not non-existent, but very few. I dare you to go to a dinner party right now with any civilized group of people and start dropping racist stuff. You'll be thrown out of there immediately. So the leftists, to signal their wokeism, have to find other people to signal how woke they are. So what do? They go to the gay dad of biracial kids in San Francisco because he's too white. It will eat itself alive. Getting back to schools, when they're not preoccupied with kicking the gay dad of biracial children off the parent advisory board, not even kicking him off, not even letting him in. Wall Street Journal, Jason Riley, have the teachers' unions finally overplayed their hand? You're damn right. Their rigid opposition to charter schools and in-person learning has parents and even politicians fed up. The teachers' unions, ladies and gentlemen, are not teaching their kids because they want more money. It's as simple as that. They don't care about your kids. I'm not talking about the teachers in general. I don't like to speak in stereotypes because that's what the left does. The teachers' unions in these big cities can't stand your kids. They are an obstacle. Face it. So I'm just going to go through these quick. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But there's a number of arguments being used here by teachers' unions and stuff to keep kids out of charter schools and elsewhere. And they're all false. One of them is that charter schools aren't really a success. Really? Because according to the most recent data from School Digger, a website that aggregates test score results, 23 of the top 30 schools in New York in 2019 were charters. Gosh, that's really weird. I thought charter schools were a total failure. Let's go to number two here. Number two, teachers unions. They lie all the time. That's what teachers unions do. Well, charter schools are a success because they get to cherry pick the kids. Really? Some will argue that charter schools obtain these results by picking the best students. Well, that's not true either. Well, the 43 states that have charters, all but three, Arizona, Colorado, and Wyoming, mandate the lotteries be used to choose students randomly. That's interesting. Well, what about the second lying teachers union's argument, who really, they're just keeping your kids out of school to wipe charter schools off the map and get more money. That's all they're doing. Well, charter schools beat us in public schools because they cherry pick the kids. Well, that's false. They're lotteries to get in there. Well, it's the more motivated parents who try to get into schools. Therefore, their kids are more motivated. Oh, well, that sounds sensible. That's what the teachers union argument says. Now, that's false, too. A second popular argument against charter schools from the Journal is that they benefit from having motivated students, which is true, but misleading. Empirical studies have shown that charter students outperform similarly motivated peers in traditional public schools who applied to a charter but weren't admitted. Yeah, so that's fake too. You made that up too. Finally, teachers' unions have overplayed their hand. Jason Riley says in the piece, we'll find out in time if they've overplayed their hand. The New York Times reports this week on a recent shift in attitudes towards unions in affluent suburbs and urban neighborhoods. You're damn right. You're darn right. All right, let me get to my last sponsor. And on the other side, I told you I wasn't going to spend a lot of time on this impeachment fiasco hoax because it's a joke and it's embarrassingly stupid. But I just have a quick story from the Blaze and an Ilhan Omar tweet. Those are always good for unintentional comedy. She just face plants constantly. I've got that. And then, you know what, Paula, can we move to the CDC thing? And then our friend Cat Turd, I want to show you this video. It's really funny. Let's do that. Let's skip the AP stuff. I'll get to that tomorrow. And the Reuters, because that's going to be a long conversation. All right. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Just like I've been taking on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, even at today's show, Patriot Mobile is taking it to the mobile provider swamp, and they have some fantastic news to share. Patriot Mobile just expanded their coverage. It makes it easier for even more Americans to dump their big name carriers who charge way too much and then donate the money to leftists. I'm proud to partner, and always have been, with Patriot Mobile because they never send a penny to the left, and they're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Switch now. Do not wait, and switch with confidence because they use the same network as the larger providers, but they charge you less. Sounds like a home run, right? Switching is easy. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Build your own bundle with multi-line discounts and save even more. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more. PatriotMobile.com/Dan. This month, get free Premier activation. They'll set up the phone for you and a special gift with the offer code Dan. PatriotMobile.com/Dan. PatriotMobile.com/Dan or 972-PATRIOT. All right. Quick on the impeachment hoax fiasco, embarrassing joke to humankind. Another story I'll have up from the Blaze today, Pongino.com/newsletter. So Democrats in their efforts to pin on Trump that he incited violence played a number of portions of his speech where he told people to, quote, fight like hell. We should be fighting like hell for things we believe in. Liberty, freedom, civil liberties, the right to assemble, the right to speak. I would hope you would fight like hell. It's not meant to mean violently fight. I thought sane people would get that, and leftists do get that. They're just, of course, using Trump's line, fight like hell, to make you believe he wanted you to actually fight people. Well, what did they do? Here's a story from the Blaze. They edited out the portion of the video where he was actually very specific about what he meant by fight like hell when he said to protest, quote, peacefully and patriotically. The Blaze by Phil Shiver, headline, Democrats edit impeachment video to conveniently exclude Trump's call to protest, quote, peacefully. Because that's what Democrats are. Again, how do you wake up in the morning not utterly horrified that you believe in a movement of liars, scam artists, schemers, Soviets, totalitarians, authoritarians, liars, and losers? Now, you may say, well, even though Trump did say to protest peacefully and patriotically, he still incited violence because he did tell people to fight like hell. I don't think I've ever said specifically fight like hell, but I've used the term fight often because we should fight. We should always fight back, always. When you're fighting for liberty and freedom and the ability to peacefully protest, like Trump asked, that fight matters. Well, this is really weird because, you know, scion of the left, real thought leader on the left, the infamous Ilhan Omar, she has on her own Twitter feed, this is a quote actually, we must all, quote, fight like hell to get Donald Trump out of the White House and end the rise of fascism in this country. Joe, do you remember the impeachment trial for Ilhan Omar? That went very well for him. Remember that?
No.
Right? Of course he doesn't remember it because it never actually happened. So as long as Ilhan Omar goes and tells you to fight like hell, Ilhan Omar is not accused of inciting violence. By the way, she doesn't have any kind of caveat in there that says, by the way, I mean peacefully and patriotically. Right. She has none of that. But of course, Ilhan Omar is not impeached because you're all leftist phony frauds. Gosh, you sound really aggravated today. Yeah, you'd be right. I am. Ilhan Omar is celebrated for telling people to fight like hell. Donald Trump is impeached for it. All right, let me get to this last story because it's an important one. I had to skip ahead a little bit because I do have to get to that cat video yesterday. Our friend on Twitter, the great Cat Turd. Cat Turd. I believe he's on Parler too. I don't even know if it's a he or she, actually. They put the Cat Turd face on the cat video. Stay tuned. I'll get to that in a second. First, a serious video. So yesterday, this is going to be a YouTube censorship test. So to the Soviets at YouTube, the Soviet totalitarian tyrant, communist propagandists at YouTube. I can read it. Don't even worry. I know you. Thank you for taking care of my eyesight. Paula's like zooming out, but my eyesight is very good. Shockingly, my old getting worse, but it's still good. We're going to do a censorship test here. So yesterday it was trending all over social media, Facebook and elsewhere and in the news. And the CDC is now recommending you wear two masks. Are they? Really? So YouTube's saying they're going to censor medical advice if it's not from the CDC. So did the CDC really say to wear two masks? So I'm going to watch YouTube censor this video today and pull it down. I'll get back to you tomorrow because they'll probably do it. Again, falling right into the traps we set for them every day. I'm telling you it's a trap. So it's not like later on. I'm telling you, they'll probably censor this video. And I hope they do so I can make a point about how stupid the morons at YouTube who are watching this. I can't stand you. You get what I did there if you're watching us on Rumble. So if you're a moron who works at YouTube, I can't stand you. How does that feel that I told you that? Censor this video so I can make a point tomorrow. They're going to censor it because I'm telling you that that's not exactly what the CDC says to wear two masks. But I heard that. And I heard yesterday, if you dare say don't wear two masks, you're going to be going against CDC advice and they'll ban you. Okay, I'm going to quote now. Hat tip Phil Kirpin, and I'll show a video of him next on Laura Ingraham's show. I'm going to actually quote the CDC.gov's own website and watch YouTube censor this. Because it doesn't fall in with the propaganda of the day. Quote, CDC, remember, you heard we're all supposed to wear two masks now, right? The findings of the CDC said that. Really? Quote, CDC, the findings of these mask simulations, that's what they're talking about, should neither be generalized to the effectiveness of all medical procedure masks or cloth masks, nor interpreted as being representative of the effectiveness of these masks when worn in real-world settings. Paula, Guy, Joe, I'll take it. We have three people here. I'm pretty sure I read the CDC. This is the CDC.gov. You can watch on Rumble. You see at the top. It says CDC.gov. So YouTube and others are telling, don't you dare say don't wear two masks. I'm actually quoting the CDC's own website that's saying this should not be interpreted to render these things effective when worn in real world settings. I'm just reading it, Joe. So to the YouTube F-sticks that watch this, censor my video, just know I'm going to use it tomorrow to show how stupid you morons at YouTube really are. Because I just literally quoted the CDC's own recommendation, which says, we're not saying this is effective in the real world. Let's see what they do tomorrow. This should be exciting. Ban my account tomorrow. I'm telling you, you're walking right into a trap. But you're too stupid to figure that out. Damn, you're bitter today. Yes. Sorry. Here's a video of Phil Kirpin, who's excellent on the coronavirus issue, talking about this study and saying, I'm not so sure we should be listening right now because that's not exactly what it says. Here's Phil Kirpin on Laura Ingraham last night. Check this out.
Well, Laura, it's pretty interesting because in a way they're confessing that their single mask recommendation didn't work. And they're saying what we've been saying all along, which is that for the vast majority of people using the vast majority of the masks that are being used among the general public, you've got no fit. And so you're breathing around the top, around the sides. The aerosol transmission is really not affected at all. And what they're now saying, it's interesting because 2 weeks ago, Fauci said there's no data, there's no science on this question. Now suddenly they have this study that looks like it was done in an afternoon. It was done with mannequins. They had 10 configurations. They ran three times each. And they said, well, if you can somehow tie down the mask so that it's tight against the mannequin's face or put pantyhose over it, hosiery material to hold the mask down, then it will be more effective in filtering. And it's like, well, yes, in a lab condition where you can tie the mask down to the mannequin or use hosiery to sort of hold it in place, you're going to get better performance from that. But the study points out this tells us nothing about what the effect would be in the real world, because in the real world, you're not necessarily going to get a perfect fit by using these techniques. In fact, you might make the fit even worse. And so I'm not sure you can conclude anything from this other than they've sort of confessed, maybe inadvertently, that what they've been recommending really didn't work.
My gosh. Oh, my. Pantyhose over the mask. like we're all robbing banks in the 70s. Do we have a pair? You know, do we have a, maybe the nose look, you know, your nose is pushed in and you're like, we're all 1970s bank robbers now. This is it. And this is what passes for science now. Oh my gosh. We are living through peak stupid, peak propaganda, peak Soviets. Escape to France, everyone. Leave your pantyhose behind and go escape to France, a new beacon of freedom. This is it. This is where we are. This is where we are. It's the first laugh from our new guy here. This is it. Pantyhose wearing in the United States. In France, you'll be allowed to take the pantyhose off your head as you disboard the plane from Air France. It's a pantyhose free zone, folks. You can take the pantyhose off your head here. You're in France, a new beacon of freedom. The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, Joe, are going to leave U.S. shores and head back over to Europe now, back in the other direction, leaving their pantyhose behind. My gosh. All right, let me leave you kind of with a funny one today. So you know I love Cat Turd on Twitter. What the hell? No, that's a real account. It's one of the funniest things out there. I still sometimes go back there and read through. I don't post on Twitter anymore because I refuse to give them any of my content. But once in a while, check out what's going on. And there's an account called Cat Turd. They're super funny. And the he or she who runs it, I don't know, is known for putting their cat face on everything with the glasses. It's really hysterical. So we played the video yesterday of the lawyer down in a court in Georgia who got on a Zoom court call, and couldn't figure out how to take the cat thing off. So I said to someone, hey, you got to go out there and put Cat Turd's guy avatar on that avatar and see how that looks. So check it out at the end of the show. This is hilarious.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that. I think if you click the up arrow next to
that video is even better with Cat Turd on there. Check him out, Cat Turd, one of the great legendary accounts on social media. I think he has Cat Turd merchandise. And if you do, Cat Turd, I know sometimes you listen to my show or somebody sends you stuff from my show. Can we get a Cat Turd shirt? I will wear that shirt. Large, not XL. Dan, you're 230 pounds, but I'm from New York. Everything's at least two sizes smaller. Minimum. It's a rule in New York. You're banned if you grew up in Queens from wearing shirts that actually fit. I'm sorry. If you have a Cat Turd shirt in large, I will wear that as an ode to Cat Turd on my show. That's how much I love the account. Watch the video. Please subscribe and Rumble to our account on Rumble and get away from the total losers at YouTube. I don't like doing business with Soviets. I only use my YouTube account to advertise Rumble. Rumble.com/Bongino, where we actually respect free speech and we don't like Soviet communists there, unlike the YouTube losers who are watching this show. Losers. Rumble.com/Bongino. Please subscribe today. It is absolutely free. And also, please make Bongino Report your home for your morning news, BonginoReport.com. It is the conservative, free speech, liberty-loving alternative to the now disgraced Drudge Report. Go to BonginoReport.com every morning. Thanks for tuning in. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.